Blog Talk Radio.
Beautiful listeners, hello, hello, hello. I am love, I am loving, I am lovable. And guess what? So are you. This is Jude Albright, your host, and I welcome you to Love Your Addiction. Yes, I really did say love your addiction. Most people certainly don't love their addictions. Rather, they fight them. They feel powerless over them. They become sad at their effects, or they struggle to release them. Loving your addictions is being grateful for how they have shown you who you are not, so you can now, today, finally remember who you really are, and that is pure and absolute magnificence. What if addiction is not about what you do, but rather about who you are refusing to be, who you are denying yourself and the world? I'm here today to offer you other possibilities. What if you could see addictions through different eyes, your loving eyes? Many of us have forgotten that we are love, that we were created by a loving creator, and I'm going to call that Father, Mother, Creator, God, but there are many names for it, like Source, All That Is, Supreme Being, Universe, higher Power. It matters not what you call it. And many of us have also forgotten that we are creators too. Why have we created addictions? Well, I believe that they are the perfect tool for learning. Here in this third dimensional world, we've chosen to learn, to experience life through polarities or opposites, like hot and cold, night and day, male and female. And I sincerely believe that we are all looking for love, mainly because of our loss of our connection to our source, our God. Often we look for this love from our families, and we don't get it because they can't give what they don't have. They can't give us what they don't have. And this leaves a mark on us as children, and we think there's something wrong with us. Believe me, I know there is no thing wrong with any of us. We are not here to tackle our feelings of inadequacy alone by ourselves. In fact, we are all sons and daughters of a benevolent Creator, and we need each other for support. So my intention is that you open your hearts today, hearts wide, wide open, and accept that you are good enough, important enough, and smart enough to live the life of your dreams. And I really doubt whether anyone has dreamed of becoming a wonderful addict. Loving your addictions is being grateful for how they have shown you who you are not, so you can now remember who you really are. And today we are going to be looking at, my addiction is growing, how can I stop it? Well, you know, we are energy beings. And we've discussed energy many times before and used David Hawkins's findings. We vibrate high or we vibrate low. We can vibrate at variations in between, too. Addiction is a low energy vibration, and low vibes attract other low vibes and negativity, because like attracts like. It is not true that many of us believe that opposites attract. Like attracts like, and we'll talk more about that later. We can't reach those high positive vibes when we're stuck in an addiction. The addiction actually has a life of its own that melds with our own lives. It's like a child that keeps on growing. Well, how the heck do we stop that? We have some answers, and we'd enjoy hearing your answers. We'd enjoy your participation. So if you have specific questions or comments, please call in at 516-453-9181. 516-453-9181. And we'll address them. The chat room is also available today, so you can post your comments in the chat room that you can find online. We are all in this together. And I'm sure that each of you, like me, desires peace, joy, love, and abundance in your life. So let's get each other there by changing our thoughts, our beliefs, and transmuting them. So today is about transmutation. How do you stop anything from growing? Well, you stop feeding it, don't you? You don't like a plant that's growing? Stop watering it. So, how do you stop feeding an addiction? Well, I'd like to ask you, where are you spending your time and your energy? Because addiction is a relationship, like any other relationship. And it becomes your primary relationship. Relationship is giving and receiving. And in addictions, we give away our power. We're not really receiving. We're giving our power away, and we are sedating our feelings. So if you are ready for a better life, let's look at and discuss some of the ways that you can transmute and stop feeding your addiction. Okay, first and foremost, you don't get mad at your addiction. Think about it. Do you want to cooperate when somebody is pissed at you, I wonder? Well, I sure don't. However, when you are nice to someone or something, the whole experience gets a different response. So, number two, what if you thank your addiction and send it love for what it has shown you about you? Now, I know this is a difficult one to swallow because most of us don't want to feel this way. However, your addiction has served a purpose and it had a good intention. Maybe the intention was to wake you up to recognize your worth. So, when you stop blaming others for your addiction, and you accept that you are its creator, made perhaps not consciously, but certainly unconsciously, you stop feeding it. Now, you might be asking, what do you mean by we create unconsciously? Well, I'm going to ask you to ask yourself, what serves my highest good? And I doubt whether anybody is going to get the answer, addiction. We are creators of our experience. And most of the beliefs which create our experiences are unconscious beliefs. They are not present to our conscious awareness. They are learned and programmed beliefs. And let me give you a little example of what I mean by a story about elephants. There was a man and he was passing the elephants, and he suddenly stopped because he was very confused by the fact that these huge, huge creatures were being held by only a small rope that was tied to their front leg. No chains, no cages. And it was very obvious to anyone that the elephants could at any time break away from their bonds, but for some reason, they didn't. Well, this man saw a trainer nearby, and he asked why these animals just stood there and made no attempt to get away. Well, the trainer said, when they're very, very young and much smaller, we use the same rope to tie them. And at that age, it's enough to hold them. As they grow up, they're conditioned to believe that they can't break away. They believe the rope can still hold them. So they never even try to break free. Well, the man was amazed. These animals could at any time break free from their ropes, but because they believed they couldn't, they were stuck right where they were. Like the elephants, I am wondering how many of you go through life hanging on to a belief that you can't do something simply because you failed at it once before. What have you been programmed to believe? What have you been conditioned to believe, like the elephants? First of all, failure, if you want to call it that, is a part of learning. And we need never give up any struggle that we're having in life, because there is always a way to change it. And when we change it, we stop feeding our addiction. So, number five, we must recognize that we are creators of our experiences. We are not victims. Our spouses, our loved ones do not force us into addictions. God is not punishing us by putting addictions on us. We are creators of our experiences through our feelings and our thoughts, which equal our beliefs, which create our experiences. And when we look at our feelings and thoughts, which equal our beliefs, which equal our experiences, we can stop feeding our addictions.
example, let's say that as a child, 3 or 4 years old, you were told how stupid you were. And you started feeling stupid. And you started thinking, I am stupid. Because after all, my parents told me so. And they know what's right. So, what you do, if you don't look at that belief and get rid of it, you continue to create experiences where you look stupid. Let's say you don't make your car payment, you forget. Let's say you attract people and bosses who think that you are stupid. And you continue this on through your life. This belief is absolutely not true. And some other childhood beliefs that we might have were or are that we're not good enough, that we're not smart enough, that we're a loser. A lot of women believe that men are more important than women. Let's stop those denials. They are not true. And when we believe those, we continue to feed our addiction because, and I'm going to use drinking as the addiction, although I'm really talking about all addictions. Alcoholism tends to be the most common of addictions. It's the most accepted of addictions by society. When we drink, let's say we have the belief, the childhood belief, that we feel stupid. We don't feel so stupid because we're sedating our feelings of being unworthy. So when we're drinking, we are feeding that addiction. But when we recognize childhood programming, we stop feeding it. And we have talked about the different roles that people accept or assume when they're growing up in addictive families. And one of the roles that somebody plays is that of a hero. And often that is the oldest child who makes the family look good. And then if we've got a child that's making the family look good, then we have to have the child that we would consider more or less an asshole, who would be the scapegoat, who looks to be the bad child, who says he or she doesn't care and really makes the family look bad. Then we have the lost child. And the lost child is very often that quiet kid who finds pleasure playing with stuffed animals or playing video games and just kind of avoiding the family dynamic. And lastly, of the four roles, we have a mascot who is usually the youngest, who is the funny guy or gal. Many of our comedians today were mascots in their family growing up. Now, does that mean these people are forced to keep these roles throughout life? Absolutely not. When we look at these roles and when we look at the belief system behind these roles and we change those beliefs, we stop feeding addictions. We stop feeding into them. And here's something that is not really addressed too often in treatment facilities, and that is we are told that relapse is a normal part of addiction recovery. Well, okay, I am going to add one little piece to that. It's normal if we don't deal with our childhood programming, which is the underlying result of the addiction. The addict, and I've worked with many addicts who have proven this to me, are extremely brilliant and wonderful people who are afraid of their own power. And because they're afraid of their own power, they keep themselves down by sedating their feelings and sedating who they are by acting out an addiction. Interesting information, isn't it? Think about that for a moment. Now, I've shared things with you that most treatment facilities do not touch upon. They will touch upon the four roles that children who grow up in addictive families assume, but very rarely do they look at the fact that before we come here as souls, we choose the families to be born into so that we can learn something. And when we learn what each role stands for and how we can change it, we miraculously can change our lives. It's about transmutation. So I'm going to ask you again, what if being addicted is not about what you do, but rather about who you are refusing to be? And you can find out more answers, and you can reach me at beingrecovered.net, beingrecovered.net. So I'm asking you, where do your beliefs come from? We're energetic beings, as I said in the beginning of the program, and with our emotions and thoughts, and even as a group, we create the things that happen on this planet. So stop blaming others for your experiences. What is truth? The sight of truth awakens and stirs us. The voice of truth repeatedly echoes awareness in us. The smell of truth sweetly comforts us. The taste of truth refreshingly nourishes us. And the feeling of truth warmly embraces us. And I would like to end with another story. There was a very popular speaker, and he started off his seminars by holding up a $20 bill, and he would always ask his audience, who would like this $20 bill? And usually every single hand went up. And then he'd say, well, I'm going to give this $20 bill to one of you, but first, let me do this. He crumpled the bill up in his hands, and then he asked, who still wants it? And all the hands were still raised. Well, he said, what if I do this? And then he dropped the bill on the ground, and he stomped on it with his shoes. And he picked it up, and he showed it to the crowd, and the bill was all crumpled and dirty. So he asked again, "Now, who still wants it?" And all the hands went up. So he said, "Well, my friends, I have just showed you a very important lesson. No matter what I did to the money, you still wanted it, because it did not decrease in value. It was still worth $20. Many times in our lives, life crumples us and grinds us into the dirt. Addictions certainly do that, don't they? We make bad decisions or deal with poor circumstances. We feel worthless, but no matter what has happened or what will happen, you, my dear friends, will never lose your value. You are special, and please don't ever forget it." And that is my message to you. Please remind yourself to stay wrapped in your truth, your love, and your awareness, remembering the true, magnificent, powerful, beautiful, and beautiful you. And I have a question for you. Would you please ask yourself, what highest part of me is willing to take over the role of helping me be the power and greatness that I truly am? I'm going to say that again. Ask yourself, what highest part of me is willing to take over the role of helping me be the power and greatness that I truly am? And watch your life change and be open to the information that comes to you. I'm going to ask you another question. What if you now started believing that you are important enough, good enough, beautiful enough, and smart enough? Now, I ask that of people who are struggling and want to get rid of addictions, and also people who love people who are in addictions. Remember, we are each creating our own experiences. And with that, I send you love, and I say goodbye.